You've come back alive.
Oh, darling, darling, it was just a routine flight.
But it's over now. All over. Your 50 missions are up, my darling. You're safe.
No, my dear. I've got to fly tomorrow, and the next day, and the next, until it's really over. Everywhere. You do see that, don't you?
You big lug. I guess that's why I love you.
Lights, lights, lights.
Yes, you're coming in.
And now, perhaps Hogan and you others are wondering how I'm able to show you this latest product of Hollywood. Well, partially, it's due, of course, to my generosity.
Let's hear it for his generosity.
A marvelous
great, we're very grateful.
Thank you. But an equal share of the credit must go to the all-conquering German Luftwaffe. You see, an Allied plane carrying this film strayed over our sacred borders and was, of course, shot down immediately.
Everybody's a critic.
I suppose, Hogan, that was meant to be a witticism. Well, as a serious student of the cinema, let me assure you that the acting of Byron Buckles transcends all cultural barriers.
Exactly, Herr Commandant. Never have I slept less in any picture.
Thank you, Schultz.
Yeah, nice talking to you, Commandant. We watched your movie. That's enough for one night.
Not quite. Gentlemen, it has always been my dream to record with the camera, for the whole world to see, the true story of Starlock 13. The humane treatment, the total acceptance by the prisoners of the new order. And now, to use a film vernacular, I am just about ready to... Rolling.
Yeah, yeah, fine. Thanks for the news item, Commandant. Any other flashes for us?
Yes, just one more. Schultz, bring in the new prisoner.
Immediately, Herr Commandant.
This new prisoner, Hogan, was shot down along with the film that you have just seen. And I've had some talks with him today about my own little cinematic project. And I am pleased to announce to you that he has indicated his total cooperation. Gentlemen, may I present... Major Byron Buckle.
Hello, chaps. Anyone for autographs?
Why couldn't they shoot down Lana Turner?
Well, we just can't let him do it. I mean, how's it gonna look? America's sweetheart making a propaganda movie for the Nazis?
Colonel Hogan will think of something. I have confidence.
Trouble with Colonel Hogan is he's too soft-hearted. If America's sweetheart is a traitor, we gotta do away with America's sweetheart, right, Carter?
I pretend I'm taking a picture. But instead, inside the camera, I got a 37-millimeter cannon. Saw it off.
You don't think that's a little messy?
Oh.
Glad you're all here. We got a problem.
Right, sir. How about putting some cobra venom in his cologne?
What are you talking about, Carter?
The movie star, Byron Buckles. We'll take care of him, sir.
Who cares about him? We got more important stuff. Coach and I be down in the radio room. London's on to us to blow up that bridge 20 miles south of here. There's too much flak for the bombers to get through.
And so many troops around here, we can't get through.
Anybody got any ideas?
Hey, how about an exploding fountain pen, sir?
What is it with you, Carter? Oh, boy.
Colonel Hogan, a matter of great importance.
Later, Schultz.
Now, will the prisoner please come in? Danke.
Carry on, men. I don't intend to stand on rank.
For your information, Buckles, a colonel outranks a major.
Colonel Hogan, Commandant Klink has placed Major Buckles under my personal and special protection. I'm directly responsible that nothing, absolutely nothing, happens to Major Buckles. Nothing is going to happen to Major Buckles.
course not, Schultz. Just like nothing happened to Benedict Arnold. Because we didn't catch him.
Carter, I'm warning you. Furthermore, I'm imploring you.
I don't quite understand, chaps. I mean, my record is perfect. Appeared 3 times in 2 years at the Hollywood Canteen.
My men are upset with you, Buckles, doing a propaganda film for the Germans.
They are, but it sounded like such a good part.
Get them out of here, Schultz.
My orders are to remain with this man at all times, at all times!
I'm very happy for both of you, but be together somewhere else. We got work to do.
Work to do? What kind of work? Please, don't tell me.
Wait a minute, Hogan. I'm beginning to get your drift. You mean that, public relations-wise, it might be bad for my image to make this film, huh?
It's Colonel Hogan, and I couldn't care less.
I like that. I like that. I like a man who looks after my interests. Very good, Hogan. I won't do it.
Wait a minute. Do it. I'll be the director.
What? Hold on, Colonel.
Why? Colonel, you're going to direct a German propaganda movie? That's right.
Excuse me, please, Colonel Hogan. Colonel Hogan, I know from experience, when you decide to do something which looks good for the Germans, it's bad for the Germans, am I right?
Keep going, Schultz.
Now, what's bad for the Germans, you're about to explain to my personal charge, the movie star major.
Yeah, it's possible.
But I have strict orders not to let him out of my sight!
What do you think he should do, Schultz?
I know nothing! I see nothing! Nothing!
I think I shall place my camera right here so as to feature the chief speaker.
You, Commandant?
Who else?
To write, produce, direct, and act.
It is remarkable, isn't it? And then a camera move, picking up Byron Buckles side by side with me leading the happy prisoners in the Horst Wessel song. Oh, Hilda, get every word of this while I'm at white heat.
There will be a small part, Commandant, for a woman?
Of course, my dear. But you see, in the picture business, we must have interviews, tryouts, readings, tests, late conferences to establish the necessary rapport. You understand, my dear.
Oh, perfectly, Herr Director.
Excellent, excellent. Go away! I could make you a star.
Pardon me, Herr Commandant.
Schultz, get out! I'm not to be disturbed!
I know, Herr Commandant, and I sympathize with you, Herr Commandant, but Major Buckles...
Schultz, you were not to leave him out of your sight. That was a direct order.
Exactly, Herr Commandant, which is when he insisted on seeing you, I brought him with me.
Schultz?
Yeah, Commandant, glad we're not interrupting. Business, 24 hours a day. That's our Commandant.
Hogan, out! What can I do for you, Major Buckles? Oh, I believe you know my secretary, Fräulein Hilda.
Enchanté. Hogan, I want her in the picture.
Hogan, you want her in the picture? Why Hogan?
Well, my dear Klink, I found our director. But, of course, you know all about his background after what you told me.
What did I tell you?
Your knowledge of cinematic history?
Of course. Hogan.
You'll read for me, of course, Hilda.
Oh, any time, Colonel Hogan.
Your quarter's gonna be free tomorrow night, Commandant.
No! Major Buckles!
Now, naturally, we won't work from a script. Hogan likes to create on the set.
Create on the set?
Which leaves us with only one major role to fill.
What is that?
Someone to play the part of the Commandant.
Someone to play my part?
Maybe Berlin can help us out.
Good thought.
But, gentlemen, I thought, in order to bring the necessary authenticity to the role that, I would consent to play the part.
Definitely not the type.
Definitely.
But gentlemen,
now it calls for authority, old man, bearing stature. Schultz, dismissed.
Schultz, let me hear you read that line.
With pleasure. Schultz, dismissed.
Oh, that's better. That's much, much better.
Yeah, Commandant, would you lend him your monocle, please?
No! And I will not be browbeaten by prisoners. I will write this picture, I will direct it, and I will produce it, and I will play the part of Klink. Otherwise, there is no picture.
No picture.
Commandant. I
You know how you feel, Commandant, but the movie world is a jungle. We're dealing here with a star.
But it was all my idea, my dream, Hogan.
I know it was, but he doesn't need you. You need him.
I will not submit to blackmail. The picture is off.
I admire a man of principle. It's a good thing you haven't told Berlin about the film.
But I did. They're sending cameras, film crews.
Stick to your guns. And I must say, sir, it's been a pleasure to know you.
Hogan, you have to help me.
It's going to be tough, sir. Have you ever worked with a star before?
No, never.
Monsters.
Major.
Major, I'm sorry, but the Commandant is adamant.
Hogan?
Yeah, his name must remain on the screen as producer.
In fine print, of course.
What else? In return, he's agreed to let me write and direct. Schultz will play the Commandant.
Hogan.
Right, I say, Major Buckles, Colonel Hogan, Commandant Klink. I think it sounds very fair.
Schultz, get out of here.
Would you try that?
Schultz, get out of here.
Oh, that's better. That's much, much better. Yeah.
Well, that's show business. Now, here's the action. The prisoners, you, have arranged a surprise birthday party for their beloved Commandant, Colonel Klink.
How nice!
You're Schultz. He's Klink.
Oh, yes. I'm Schultz. He's Klink.
Naturally.
Now, Klink is lured here on some pretense by Schultz, who opens the door and says...
What do I say?
Achtung, Achtung.
Achtung, with a smile. I'm sorry about that. I just... do not seem to feel the part, but I will get it. I will get it.
Ach, Tung!
Thank you, Schultz.
All right, all right. Places, everybody.
All right, places, everybody.
Places, everybody! Quiet!
Very bright, very happy. All right, roll them. Action.
Ach. Ach.
Keep it rolling till he gets it.
Ach!
Achtung!
Tong.
Achtung, of course.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. That's that nobody can deny.
Happy prisoners. Glad to be the wonderful world of the Third Reich. For me!
And there's more to come, Commandant. As the prisoners express, through their own simple handicraft, their gratitude for your hospitality and political guidance.
Oh, how wonderful!
Grafted out of their own mess tins, a scale replica of the battleship Bismarck.
Oh, the unsinkable Bismarck!
Cut, cut!
Hogan, Hogan, this man is completely impossible. I cannot work with him.
It is my scene. It is my birthday. Why does he have to destroy my battleship?
In all my pictures, the finished film, by contract, must be at least 60% close-ups of me.
All right, hold it, hold it.
Achtung!
Very good, later, later.
Achtung, Achtung! General Burkhardt is here!
Klink! What? What is going on here?
General Burkhalter, what a pleasure to see the General. Oh, it is so nice to see you, sir.
What is all this, Klink? And why are you out of uniform? Or has Berlin finally caught up with you?
Nothing like that, General Burkhalter. We're just doing a little play acting, as you can see.
Needed a better type for the Commandant, General.
Welcome to Stalag 13, General.
Quiet, Schultz. Just a little documentary that I'm producing, General Burkhalter, after I persuaded the actor Byron Buckles to give us full cooperation. He is the one sitting right over there, very amenable.
I am here only because of a wire from Colonel Hogan.
Hogan? How can a prisoner send a wire, Hogan?
A very good question, Sergeant Klink.
Actually, General, I have this parade sequence in mind. Hundreds of marching, happy prisoners. We certainly needed a more imposing figure to take their salute.
Excellent idea, Hogan. And the general wouldn't be tied up at all. We could do it in a day, this afternoon, sir.
Well, actually, I had more of a commitment in mind. Lovely costume on Hilda, isn't it, sir? You see, we need a more sure hand on the production reins. Perhaps if you could give us a week.
Production reins? Hogan, the general is much too busy for that. You are much too busy, aren't you, sir?
This is much too important a project, Clink. To leave it to a sergeant, right?
Very good, General Burkhalter. Work that into the script, Hogan.
In my career, Hogan, I have worked with dogs. I have even worked with small children. But never with a scene stealer like Schultz.
Let's not lose sight of our purpose. We're using that film for a reason, a very important reason, to the Allied High Command in London. Now, whose side are you on?
Mine. That's why I'm a star.
Why don't you step outside, Colonel? We can persuade him easy.
No trouble at all, Colonel.
Forget it. Buckles, it may have escaped your attention, but there's a war on. A joint enterprise. No free passes to Hollywood stars. Furthermore, strike all that. Buckles, look on it as your greatest role.
My greatest role?
Academy Award time.
I'll do it.
How would it be if...
No, won't do. What we need is a big finish. Really big.
But the parade.
Static.
Static.
Static?
Something showing the love and devotion of the prisoners, not only toward the Commandant, but toward the Third Reich. Something big, dramatic. Action. Action. Film is action.
Film is action. How true!
I've got it. The prisoners form a military unit and go behind Allied lines to blow up a bridge. Take that down, Hilda.
To go behind their own lines to blow up their own bridge?
What a grasp of a concept, sir.
But how can we be sure they will come back to Starlock 13?
Mind like a steel trap. That's the beauty of film, sir. We use a bridge close to camp, say the one 20 miles south of here.
You cannot blow up that bridge, Hogan. That bridge is very important. It is the most closely guarded bridge in Germany.
What a producer. We only use the bridge for filming, sir. We even use fake explosives. The actual explosion is done with a miniature, 6 feet long.
But to film in a restricted area?
Yeah, lucky our producer's a general.
Oh, yes. Well, but,
Cinematic history in the making. What do we call our outfit? The Clink Brigade. That doesn't quite make it, does it? Let's see. The Burkhalter Brigade. That's it.
The Burkhalter Brigade. I like it.
All right, the film is rolling. Move in on the bridge. Wire the TNT.
Is good enough? A little further, Major. Good.
I always work with doubles, you know. Always. Why couldn't Hogan give me a double?
Authenticity for your performance.
I think he's insane.
Will you hold this, please?
It won't go off, will it?
Probably not.
I think I'm insane.
Do you actually know Esther Williams?
What's the matter with him anyway? I never worked with a director who made things so complicated. You know, audiences won't follow a complicated story.
It's the old Hogan touch. See, if he didn't keep Clink and Burkhalter kind of stirred up and confused, they might figure out what's really going on. Ready, Kinch?
Ready.
LeBeau, Newkirk?
I'm all set.
Just yours now.
Fire!
What was that?
It was a rifle shot.
Colonel Hogan thought it might make things seem more realistic.
Why didn't he tell me?
He's got a lot on his mind.
A lot on his mind? Is he aware that in this business, the making of a star takes a minimum of 8 years and millions and millions of... If I'm going to die... At least let it be in a close-up.
Well, they got you surrounded, Buckles. Determined to blow the bridge.
You're getting ready to push the detonator down. Hold it. Cut.
It's wrong.
Hogan, what is the matter? Ah, it just doesn't sing.
Sing?
Oh. It's an element missing. It just doesn't build. Of course
what?
The gallant allies, the staunch companions, they should be in the scene.
Who are they?
What symbolism. Hands across the sea. The defenders of the Third Reich. Together again for the roaring climax. Burkhalter, Klink, and Schultz.
It sings!
Okay. Everybody set? All right, now with your buddy standing guard around you. Fire! Shot, just great. Just what we need to sell the picture.
Hogan! Never mind the picture, what about the bridge?
That was unfortunate, sir. But you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
You tricked us, Hogan. You were using real explosives.
I believe it was furnished by you, Commandant.
Schultz, that was your responsibility.
As a Commandant, I cannot follow up every detail personally, Herr Commandant.
I will have all your heads, all of them.
Begging your pardon, General, but I think we're all in this together. Especially since we have such marvelous footage of you setting off the explosion.
Destroy the picture!
Anything you say, sir. Anything. It still leaves the bridge, or what's left of it.
I will tell Berlin the complete, entire truth.
And then kill myself.
Don't you have anything in your mind, Hogan?
High-flying bombers, secret weapon. Can't be seen or heard.
But how could they fly that high?
It's a secret.
I like it.
Schultz, keep out of this. What do you think, General Burkhalter?
I hate it. And then I would hate killing myself.
Excellent. Any loose ends?
Hogan, are you aware that during the last shot, this man had his hand over my face? We'll simply have to shoot it all over again.
Major, forget it. Any longer, Major.
I'm terribly sorry myself, old man. Exchanging me for three German generals, you know.
Good break for you.
Oh, not really. I insisted on it in my contract before I enlisted.
Mr. Buckle, would you tell Betty Grable Carter says hello?
Right. Well, bye-bye, chaps. Bye, Bonds.
Clever turn of phrase, Major.
Just came to me. Like to work with you again sometime, Hogan. If you're ever in Hollywood after this whole
story. We can have lunch, sure.
Bless you.
Major Buckle, your car is ready.
Well, carry on, chaps.
Oh, Major Buckles, may I say that appearing with you on the silver screen has been the high point.
Bless you.
One for our collection, Major, before you leave.
But of course, old chap.
Has been the high point of my career at Salak 13, which has not been without.
Okay, hold it.
Unbelievable episode.